Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. It's the usual crew here with you, Doug Leonard, Jim Field, Matt Molinix, and myself, Chris Parks, as we get ready to pick eight area high school football games for you. Our thanks to Nishna Valley Credit Union and Ag Business Associates for bringing you the program. We'll take a look back at last week and get started with our picks after this.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Welcome back in here to Who's Going to Win as we get started on our program here for week six. But first, we need to take a look back at week number five and how we fared. And, it turned out we all ended up with the same record at the end of the day. It just kind of different paths of getting there. Our first game we picked was Sydney hosting Cam. And we all had the Cowboys, and that was a good pick. They racked up 94 points, a 94-46 victory. They're the win for Sydney over Cam in that one. Also, we had all had Griswold at home in their homecoming game against Nottoway Valley, and they came away victorious, 48-6. It was Tri-Center winning at home, 41-0 over ACGC, and I went out on a limb on that one. It came crashing down on me. IKM Manning, a 34-7 win at home over Missouri Valley. We all had the Wolves in that one. And HSTW was a big winner at home over Trainer. That was our broadcast game last week, and the Vikings made a statement. 58-0, the final in that one. We all had the Vikings, so we all got that one right. The next one we were all incorrect on. Red Oak went on the road and beat Shenandoah, 20-13, the final there. And we all had the Mustangs in that one. And then it was Glenwood beating Denison Schleswig on the road in pretty impressive fashion. 52-14, the final there. That was a winner for myself and for Jim. Doug and Matt went with the Monarchs there and came up short. And it was Creston Orient Maxburg going on the road to Atlantic. And Atlantic had a happy homecoming in overtime. 19-13, the final score there. The Trojans win it. And that was a winner for all of us, but Jim, he went out on a limb there with Creston Orient Maxburg and came up just shy. So we all ended up 6-2. Our overall standings now look like this. Jim's at 27-13 out front. It's Doug at 26-14 right behind him. And then both Matt and myself are two games behind Jim at 25-15. So still a tight race here as we head into week number six. Going to get right after it here as we'll take a look at a couple of eight-man football games to get the program started here this week. And we'll start off with eight-man District 7. As Exira EHK will be at home to host Woodbine. And, I guess we're all the same last week, so it's a coin toss on who has to go first. I don't know. It's a game involving Woodbine. I think Matt should probably have to go first, right?
Wow.
He's the expert.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I don't have too many, you know, inside information from the area much anymore.
Pipeline dried up, huh?
Yeah. We'll do what we can. Woodbine, they made their headlines here a couple weeks ago, part of that game with Clarinda Academy, that high-scoring affair, setting the state record. But they come in, definitely with a lot of offense coming forward through some of their games here these past couple of weeks. They kind of got a little two-game win streak going. They picked up a nice little homecoming victory for themselves last week. But one of the things with them is they're very young. You know, they're doing a lot of this with freshmen and sophomores. The only player they'll lose off of this team is the Joey Wolf kid, who's put up some good numbers at running back. And he's a beast. He's a big boy back there, very thick, good hard runner. Exire Elkhorn Kimmelson, on the other hand, I think they've probably played, maybe a little tougher schedule and been in the game on some of those coming through here. I think they're going to have just a little bit more experience. So with that being said, I'm actually going to go against the old alma mater. And I'm going to take the Spartans, especially they're at home. Tough to beat EHK Xyra at home.
All right. So he's going away from the alma mater. We'll see if he's able to show his face back in town later on.
Are they going to take your statue down?
Well, they might. I don't know. We'll see. I doubt it, though.
Is it cardboard or stone or
just paper?
Just paper. Yeah.
Just cut it down in a matter of seconds.
Just wait for a big rain; it'll come down. All right, so he's going with Xyra EHK there, and that one I'm gonna. This is tough too. I think a little bit just because Woodbine has put up some pretty good points. Obviously, the numbers you don't want to get carried away with that because a game that two teams put up that combined over 150 points, it gets a little out of control, but. They've been able to do it a little bit on the run in the past. Xyra EHK, always, you know, a team that seems to find a way to get better as the year goes on. That's, you know, obviously a product of their coaching staff as well. Coach Peterson always seems to find ways for his guys to be in the right spots and be able to improve. I think this might end up being a pretty close game, but I also am going to go with the home team. I give the Spartans the edge being at home up there on the hill, so I'm going to go with Xyra EHK. Doug.
Yeah, it should be a fun game. I mean, both teams, racked up quite a few points against Clarinda Academy. I did like the way the Spartans maybe defense kind of clamped down a little bit, though. They only gave up half the number of points on defense. You know, the Woodbine-Twiner defense has been, pretty effective in generating turnovers. 8 fumble recoveries, 3 interceptions already for the year. So they definitely have a nose for the turnover, no question about it. But I think Coach Peterson will have them ready to go, and I'm going to take the Spartans.
All right, that's 3 for the Spartans. Jim, is it a sweep?
It is. I mean, let's face it, Woodbine without a Mullinex, they're just – not that quick score ability like there used to be. Actually, you know, Woodbine, they've had a nice season. These two have similar records, but when you look at and dive a little deeper in, and Matt touched on this earlier, Woodbine's opponents this year have a total record of 10-16. Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton's opponents are 15-10 on the year. So, what Matt said earlier, they played a little bit better competition. I think they're a little bit better prepared, and they're at home. So I'm going to take the Spartans.
All right, so Spartans across the board in our first game here. We're going to stay in 8-man for our second game. This is 8-man District 8 as the Audubon Wheelers are at home to take on Boyer Valley as they welcome them in here, coming off a big homecoming win last week. So I get a look at this one. Audubon, they got in on the fun last week, racking up 91 points in that win over River Valley. It's a game's a little bit wacky when your kicker sets the record for PATs made in a game, which he did in that one. He's got a pretty good leg, too. He's got a chance to maybe make some here down the road that might be important for him. But I like the way the Wheelers are playing. I got to see them in that game against Cam. Boyer Valley's they've had a pretty good record here so far, but they have not played the competition that they're going to face here this Friday night. I think Audubon's just on a different level than a lot of teams around this part of the state. So I'm going to go with the Wheelers. Doug.
Boyer Valley...
Bull
Bulldogs. Yeah. Bulldogs. Okay. You might have said that. I wasn't paying attention. You look at the stat line. Look at their quarterback, Joe Weber. 60% completions, about 1,000 yards passing, 20 touchdowns, and no interceptions, at least according to Quick Stats. So that's a pretty impressive stat line for a quarterback there. But I think Audubon's just on a different plane as far as that goes. I mean, it could be a competitive game. It's good for Audubon to have a tester today or tonight, but I'm going to take the Wheelers.
All right, that's 2 for the Wheelers. Jim?
I'm still stuck on Dow City Aryan.
The Greyhounds.
Yeah. Isn't that part of their district?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That goes back a few years.
Yeah. Orange and gray.
Didn't it become Dunlap Dow City area? And then,
yes.
And then, anyway. That's your history lesson for today, boys and girls. Cool stat of the week, though. I'm going to take Audubon, by the way. But Boyer Valley quarterback Joe Weber has 20 touchdown passes and no interceptions. When have you ever heard of that in high school?
Must be an echo in the
huh?
Doug did.
I know, but when have you
that's
ever?
That's pretty cool.
But when it repairs,
that is very.
When have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, hey, two great minds thought of saying the same thing.
I mean, that's ridiculous. How do you do that in high school?
Yeah.
Tyler Reboff and Nolan Smith just carry the ball too much. I mean, 36. You talked about the extra point record. Well, 37 rushing touchdowns in five games. That's a lot of touchdowns. Mm. Yeah, it's going to be hard to beat Audubon.
All right, that's three for the Wheelers. Matt.
Yeah, you've got Harrison County, you know, visiting Audubon County this week between Woodbine, Bowie Valley, at the Exire, and Audubon. So I'm going to continue the trend and go with Audubon County. And so I'm going to go with the Audubon Wheelers on this one.
All right, going Wheelers across the board. Two sweeps here to start off our show this week. We are going to dive into some 11-man picks when we come back after this.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. We'll dive into 11-man football as we have one in Class A District 7 as the Griswold Tigers will go on the road this week to take on Southeast Warren. And Doug gets first crack at this one. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, just looking at the records, Southeast Warren's 4-1. Sure seems like that would be, you know, a good chance to go to 5-1 for them. But if you kind of dig a little bit deeper into that number, the four wins that they have are against teams that only have four total victories themselves between them. So, you know, their competition has not been outstanding certainly yet. Also look a little bit at their individual player stats, and their quarterback has had quite a few turnovers, six interceptions maybe or something like that. So I think they're a little bit prone to that. Griswold is definitely a ball control offense. They're going to run the ball on the ground. They've got several backs that can definitely rack up the yards for them. I'm going to go with a mild upset here. I'm going to take the Tigers on the road.
All right, that's one for Griswold. Jim.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Southeast Warren's opponents have a record up. I think Doug stole my sheet because we have the exact same things written down on all these. That's what I put down, too. Their four wins are teams that are 4-16 on the season, and Griswold's three losses are to teams that are 11-4. And so I honestly don't think it's that big an upset. I'm going to go with Doug, and I'm going to take Griswold.
All right, that's two for Griswold. Matt.
Well, I'm glad you guys did your research deep because I didn't go that far. So,
would you want to borrow our sheets
no,
of paper?
No, I'm good. I just, you know, you go back to Griswold on the ground. They only, 1,733 yards rushing on the season, only 35 yards passing. Some teams have done that just in one completion. So they've have a lot of yards that they've racked up throughout the season. I think, they're kind of starting to build. They got a good group back there at running back between Aug and Mulbauer and Jonke in there. So this will be a tough game because, a team that's 4-1 does have some confidence as well. You know, they feel like they're doing the right things and so on. But I think Griswold, the other thing too is they always play good defense. So I'm going to go with them on the road.
All right, that's another one for the Griswold Tigers. A couple weeks ago when I went to call a Griswold against Southwest Valley, I was a little concerned when Spencer Mulbauer wasn't on the field. He didn't play in that game, and he had a little bit of an ankle injury, but apparently that got better because he did play last week, and he's definitely a huge impact player. Defensively, he really does a lot for them on the field, and he's going to need to here in this game. As Matt mentioned, a team that's 4-1's got some little bit of swagger mojo going, so we'll see if Griswold can go on the road and slow them down. They're also coming off a nice victory here last week. I think they're feeling pretty good about how they're progressing Southeast Warren didn't exactly light it up numbers-wise against Riverside last week. So I'm going to go with the Tigers as well. I'm going to make a clean sweep here and pick Griswold. All right, another one here in we're going to go to Class 1A, District 7. And this might be one of the highlight games of this district here this season. It's IKM Manning going on the road to take on AHSTW. And, Jim, you're going to get first look here at this one.
Well, it might be one of the highlight games, but it's going to be a statement game for AHSTW, I think, to show everybody just how good they are. You got a chance to watch them last week, and you and I talked a little bit about that. They were almost taking handoffs in the backfield, you were saying, on defense?
Yeah, Trainer's second play of the game was a handoff to AHSTW.
Yeah. Yeah, AHSTW has just been so impressive defensively. They set up so many easy opportunities for themselves. IKM Manning's got a good football team. They've done some nice things early this season and may very well make the playoffs out of that district. We'll see how it plays out, but this is going to be a tough one for them tonight. AHSTW at home, they're not losing on their home turf.
All right, that's one for the Vikings. Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Vikings as well. Another home game for them. Schedule kind of sets up very nicely. Some of these tough games are at home this season, and I really like their defense.
All right, that's another one for AHSTW. As Jim mentioned, we did that game last week for you with Trainer coming into town. You know, Trainer was a team that looked like they maybe had gotten some things going. They picked up a nice win over Missouri Valley, and they just ran into an absolute cement wall because AHSTW, I don't know that I've ever seen a high school football team play that complete of a football game. They were ready, and they dominated from the first snap to the last snap. There wasn't much in between there. Really good team. They've got a lot of players that they can get involved. They have a lot of good athletes that can, you know, do things for them on both sides of the ball, whether that's handing it off to a bunch of guys or getting a lot of guys in on tackles. So I think the Vikings have a pretty good opportunity this year to make some noise down the road. So I'm going to go with them at home here in this one, but this will be a good test for them. Doug?
I'm going to make it another sweep. HSTW, four straight shutouts, but I think that probably ends tonight. Against the Wolves, I think IKM Manning will get in on the board and put up some points. I think it'll be a good test for the Vikings, but I think they'll probably win pretty handily.
All right, so we're going to go with the Vikings across the board at home in that one. We're going to move on to Class 2A District 7. We've got a couple of games out of this district here this week. This one is Clarinda going on the road to take on Red Oak. Red Oak fresh off that victory over Shenandoah. Can they make it a winning streak over those folks in Page County, Matt?
Yeah, out of this district, you've got the bottom and the top, huh? So, both teams, 1-4 coming in. Both teams putting up about 800 yards of offense. Clarinda is going to do theirs on the ground majority of the time. Red Oak, few more yards in the air. I was surprised at Red Oak's victory last week over Shenandoah. Not quite sure still yet what happened on that one. So I'm going to say that, yeah, they take the energy from last week's win over Shenandoah, and they continue this week, and they build off of it, and I think they snag one from Clarinda.
All right, so we're going to go with the Red Oak Tigers here in this one. We were all surprised, obviously, last week. We all took Shenandoah in that game, and the Tigers found a way to get it done. It just seemed like they didn't really have any kind of offense coming up into that game, and then were able to just get enough going there against Shenandoah to pick up the victory. Of course, we got to see Clarinda in week one against Atlantic, and they looked like a team that, had a long ways to go. They had a lot of things to learn, a lot of things to try to pick up as the season moved along. You could argue that they played a pretty tough schedule for the most part for some of the teams that they have matched up against here so far. So it's really hard to compare as far as you look at the teams and say who has an advantage in this one. I'm going to go with Matt. I think Red Oak coming off a win, they feel pretty good. They're coming back home. Probably going to be another real tight game that's going to come down to the wire, but I'm going to take the Tigers. Doug?
Yeah, points will be hard to come by in this game. I think they have combined 70 points total in 10 games. So, they are not lighting up the scoreboard by any means, neither team. Clarinda, I don't know. They're at home. Just to mix it up a little bit, I'm tired of the same games being picked and the same teams on our sheet so far. So I'm going to take the Cardinals.
All right. He's going with Clarinda. Jim.
There goes my limb pick. Just looking at the schedule, you know, these two teams have identical records, but they've gotten there in different ways. Clarinda has the toughest part of their schedule behind them. They've already played South Central Calhoun. They've already played Kemper Catholic. Red Oak has both those teams out in front of them yet. I just think Clarinda is a little bit more tested at this point. Neither one of these teams are going anywhere this year. But I think Clarinda is just a little bit more tested, having played the toughest part of their schedule already, and I think they're primed to pick this one up.
All right, so we're going to split that one up down the middle, two for Red Oak, two for Clarinda. We're going to stay in 2A District 7 as Kemper Catholic will go on the road to take on South Central Calhoun in another tough contest here, and I guess I get a first look here at this one. Kemper Catholic did jump back into the AP rankings this week at number 10 in Class 2A. South Central Calhoun, a tough ball club as well. They've traditionally had a pretty strong program. They've played, tough teams usually throughout their schedule throughout the season, and they've had a pretty good run again here so far this year. So I'm not sure really who has an upper hand in this one. I think both teams have the ability to put up some points. You look at South Central Calhoun, and they've played some pretty decent competition. They knocked off IKM Manning, and then, of course, recently it hasn't been as tough, but they started off the season pretty tough against Carroll and IKM Manning. They were in a tight ball game with Carroll on the road in that one. I don't know which way to go on this one. I'm going to go with the home team. I think South Central Calhoun is a pretty tough squad. Kemper Catholic's taken a couple lumps in some big games so far this year, so I'll go with the home team. Doug?
Well, Kemper's definitely got a potent weapon on the ground in Miles Ruepiper, running back. He's averaging 10 yards per carry against the competition so far. But then you turn around and look at South Central Calhoun. They have a running back, Chase McAllister, who's averaging 15 yards a carry. So, they definitely have the ability to generate quite a bit of offense on the ground. I don't know whether it'd be a shocker or not if Kemper won, going on the road. But I'm going to take the Knights.
All right. So he's going with Kemper Catholic. Jim.
I'm with Chris. I just think South Central Calhoun's been a little bit more impressive this year, and they're at home. I'm going to stick with them.
All right, that's a couple there for South Central Calhoun. Matt, are you going to leave Doug out there on his limb?
Well, yeah, you've got, both teams have similar numbers as far as through the air, but where South Central Calhoun really makes a jump is their ground game. They've probably got a little about 300 yards more of offense in the first five games, and they spread it out much more with three or four backs in there, whereas Kemper Catholic is going to rely predominantly on Ruepiper. The other thing, I think South Central Calhoun has a little better defense. Kemper Catholic, they had their game against St. Albert, and they just got blown away. Verdict's still out on Kemper Catholic, in my opinion. So with that, I'm going to go with the home team, South Central Calhoun.
All right, that's three for South Central Calhoun, some teams that are maybe eyeing to try to get their way to the Dome at some point later on this season. We've got a couple more picks here left on our sheet in Class 3A District 7. We will get to those after we take this time out.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's head to our final couple of picks here for you. And we're going to get into Class 3A District 7. As the Harlan Cyclones obviously have a pretty good grip on the district at this point in the year, but this may be another good test for them as they go on the road to take on Carroll. Doug, what do you think about this one?
Well, Harlan has got their swagger back. There's no question about that. You know, they've been impressive so far this season. You know, they did drop that game against LC, but, you know, they've been doing all these, succeeding with this rotating quarterback thing they've got, you know, due to injuries. And, you know, they've been able to give the ball to Nick Foss. Talking about this off the air before we started recording, Foss had 280 yards or something on 26 carries, but he had 174 yards in the first quarter last week. So, you know, he's a pretty potent weapon there. So I'm going to take Harlan on the road.
All right, that's one for the Cyclones. Jim.
No shocker here this week?
I don't think so.
I think Harlan's headed for the dome, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Me too.
And there you go.
Harlan's just been, they've been playing very steady. I think they surprised us a little bit early in the season because we didn't expect them to be back kind of to form, but it seems like they've gotten that confidence back and they're playing well. Now, Carroll does play everyone close, everybody on their schedule so far, even the ones they've lost. They've played very close, so don't be surprised if it's, you know, not that kind of a game where it's just a stretch and Harlan runs away with it, but I think Harlan's the better team.
All right, that's two for the Cyclones. Matt?
Well, yeah, and like you guys have said, when you have a back like Foss doing the workload, you know, sometimes it doesn't matter what the quarterback's doing as long as he can get the ball, the snap, and hand it off to him, make it happen. But, yeah, Carroll, you know, Moore, their quarterback, he's got a few hundred yards rushing. Higgins, their running back in there, he's got about 400 plus, but they have similar carries in there. So they're going to keep it on the ground because Moore through the air on the season, he's only completed 39% for only 375 yards, and he's thrown six interceptions with no touchdowns. So if you can make Carroll throw the ball, they're probably not going to be successful. Again, the biggest thing with Harlan, said it last week, is their defense is much, much improved. So with that, I think they go on the road and pick up a big win.
All right. It's another one there for the Harlan Cyclones. Now, this is, a bit of an interesting Carroll team, just the way that the season has played out for them. That win over South Central Calhoun, they played a pretty close game against Bishop Heelan, who's been up there in the rankings throughout. It took Glenwood a fourth-quarter run to get a win over them. Earlier here this season there in Carroll. And then they played a really tight game against ADM, which you would have thought maybe that one would have gone a little bit more their direction. So it's interesting to see how they have played those close games. But I've also, of course, been very impressed by the way that Harlan has run through this district. I certainly didn't think they'd have as easy a time as they have had in some games. That was a really good win for them on the road in Glenwood a couple of weeks ago. And they're just a very confident ball club right now. So this game may end up being close, like you guys have alluded to, but I like Harlan to pull out the win as well. Clean sweep across the board there in that one. We're going to stay in 3A District 7, and this will be our broadcast game here tonight as the Atlantic Trojans will try to make it two in a row. Coming off a win in overtime over Creston, they go on the road to take on the Glenwood Rams. And Jim, we'll get first look here at this one.
Well, first of all, great win for Atlantic last week against a team that at the beginning of the season, not a one of us would have figured they'd have won. But Creston just doesn't seem to be the team that we anticipated that they were going to be this year. And Atlantic went out and just out-toughed a tough team last week and played pretty well. Good for them. This is going to be a lot tougher this week on the road at Glenwood. You saw last week against Denison what happened. That was a must-win game. I mean, Glenwood's season was hanging in the balance last week. If they don't beat Denison, they're pretty much going to need somebody to lose three games out of their last four to get in the playoffs, and that, you know, probably not going to happen. And you saw what they did against a Denison team that's showed a little bit. They played a pretty aggressive game against Atlantic and then turned around and beat Creston in what some of us thought was kind of a surprise, but this is going to be a tough one tonight. Glenwood's just too strong all the way around. They just have too much on both sides of the football. I take the Rams in this one at home.
All right, that's one for Glenwood. Matt.
Yeah, the Rams offensively pretty much Bloom, their quarterback, and Silvius is their running back on the year. They're both kind of leading the way. And they're just going to do it on the ground. They've got a little over 1,200 yards rushing on the season as a team, 1,753 total yards in there. They're not, when they do have to pass, they're not very successful at it. He's really only completing about 40%, four interceptions, five touchdowns. So nothing really to write home about in there. They just take advantage of pursuit with their run game, and they set you up for a quick hitter. Now, with that being said, we all remember last year when Glenwood came into town and not only threw like for 300 and some yards against us. It was Willardine did, so he had a phenomenal game. But their big thing is the defense. Sanders up front there, a big boy. You know, he's got 10 tackles for losses on the season, two sacks. So, yeah, this will be a tall task for Atlantic to get through here, especially going on the road. But I think, you know, they've picked up some confidence last week. That was a nice win for them over a signature team, you know, who's had some history in the past. So that was big for them as well. In there, Glenwood just knows that they have to win out. You know, I think that's just that sense of urgency is there. And they're deep. They're deep at various positions. So, but, you know, Atlantic could keep it close, play like they did last week. I'm going to have to pick Glenwood on this one. So.
All right. That's two there for the Rams. Yeah, the Glenwood, really impressive win last week there against Dennison Schleswig. You mentioned the running back, Silvius. He ran for 158 last week and a touchdown. So starting to find another weapon. It looked like early in the season it was going to kind of be the Andrew Bloom show. Was anybody else going to be able to step up and produce any offense for them? But I think they kind of knew that coming into the season, too. It was going to be a defensive team. They had a lot of pieces back from what was a really good defense for them last year that got them all the way to the state semifinals. And they're riding that again here this year. I think they're pretty disappointed with the way things played out in that game a couple weeks ago against Harlan. And obviously they stepped up last week and showed that they're still going to try to contend to get themselves into the postseason. It is homecoming as well. So, you know, I'm going to be there and, you know, I'm from there. So probably better pick the Rams. Otherwise, I might not get a comeback home.
You out of town or something? Hey, where do you get your paycheck, brother?
That's true. Yeah. Well, that's what I told my wife because they're going to go to the game. I thought, well, you got to sit on the other side. Carson's an Atlantic native. I mean, he's a Trojan. But, yeah, well, I'm finding out how much time's going by, too, because it's my wife's 15-year class reunion. So that ought to be interesting. But I like the Rams in the game.
You got to be careful because they'll take his statue down, too. The minute they put it up, it's coming right down.
I didn't do anything worthy of a statue, I don't think. All right, I'm taking the Rams as well. Doug, are you going to make this a sweep?
You know, I don't get Glenwood. I just don't. I mean, they've won. You know, they stomped Dennison last week. You look at the stats from that game, and Sylvia, yeah, he had a good game, but, you know, I don't know where all the other points came from. I mean, Bloom had three touchdowns on the ground, but he, you know, didn't put up a ton of yards. I don't understand Glenwood this year. I think they'll probably win this game. I'm going to take Glenwood to win, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Trojans show pretty well today. You know, they won homecoming last week. Maybe they come back and win another homecoming game, except for the opposing team this week. But if I had to bet my house, I would probably take Glenwood. And I'm going to.
All right. So we're all taking the Rams there in that one. A couple of sweeps here in our 3A games as well to wrap up the program. That will be our broadcast game. You can join myself and Mike Smith coming up here for the pregame shortly, and we'll get kickoff going tonight at 7:30 there in Glenwood. We'll have it on air online on the mobile app and live video on our TV page as well. That's going to do it for Who's Going to Win. Thanks to Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union. For Doug Leonard, Jim Field, Matt Molinex, I'm Chris Parks. That's Who's Going to Win here on KJN.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.